noticed.
I've already noticed a difference.
That's great.
Yeah.
Because when there's that one thing in the pregnancy that really bothers you, it's like
Yeah.
a
And I'm just like,
big deal.
My skin, like it was so perfect before. I was looking at
Yeah.
not perfect, but like,
I know. And then you start growing a boy and all hell breaks loose.
The world has changed so much. Everything's online and everyone's attention span has shortened. Instagram, TikTok is now the way we communicate.
Hi, I'm Margaret.
And I'm Stetson, the mother-daughter team at Everything Envy.
Former professional home organizers turned content creators.
In this podcast, we talk about the behind the scenes of our growing business and how we figure out how to navigate through the constant changes in social media.
Welcome to the Everything Envy podcast. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the podcast.
Welcome back, Margaret and Stetson.
Hope you're having a good week so far.
Yes, I am drinking a matcha. So if you hear I'm drinking an iced matcha. So if you hear me drinking or slurping.
She's got her.
I got it on the matcha. Way over this morning. I haven't gotten a matcha or like caffeine in a while.
Yeah, it
but
happened
I was
a while.
Like, you know, I'm just going to get a little pick me up.
Yeah.
Brandon, the other day when we had all those meetings, because we've had jam-packed days full of meetings. I was
yeah.
Like, will you make me a little coffee? And so he literally made me like 2 inches full in a cup. And I was so shaky. I don't know if you heard it in my voice when I was talking, because I wanted to ask questions or like go in there, but I was hyped.
Oh, is that? I did notice.
Yeah. And I was like, I have been the person that's cut back, or I always have had caffeine for 14 years, like,
It was black
or
tea.
more.
Right, it was always black
Yeah,
tea,
I had
and
black
now,
tea like since I was 14. I'm saying,
yeah,
like
and on
14,
and off
15,
coffee,
and then I switched to coffee like a few years ago.
yeah.
And during my pregnancy, I've been like still drinking coffee because, I mean, some people cut it out completely. That's totally fine. But I was just like, I'm prone to migraines. I can't take my migraine medicine. I'm gonna continue my caffeine intake. I'll just like obviously not like I'll cut it back, not take pre workout, you know, before I go to the gym and stuff. Anyways, I did a random test one day and I decided to. I had already gone a day without caffeine. So I was like, let me just
see how it goes.
See how it goes. And I didn't get a migraine. And so I was like, I think I'm just gonna not drink coffee in the morning, you know, and just sort of wean off of it. And I've noticed my energy level has been like way more steady. I won't have like crashes, I guess, or I just felt better.
Yeah.
So, but in Disneyland, like I had black tea, you know, and like,
yeah,
I had a matcha today. So I'm not like completely like against caffeine, but I had just drinking that coffee. And I was like, why am I like hyped?
Where
I
you
was like
am.
kind of nervous, shaky.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it had to have been that coffee because I literally drank like this much of it.
It must
And
have
it's
been.
our espresso maker, our Breville espresso maker. So it's stronger.
Because I did notice your voice and I thought, because I'm your mom and I know how you sound. And I thought, she sounds a little nervous,
yeah,
which is not like you.
I know.
In
And I
that
was just like,
setting.
it was the coffee, I think.
Oh.
Anyways.
It'll do it sometimes.
Yeah. So
yeah, I've been
random
experimenting
fact.
With switching to drinking coffee in the morning. I'd like to have it in the afternoon, like around 3, but I notice if I have it like past 3:30, sometimes it'll affect my sleep.
Oh, I would never have it that late.
Yeah.
Well, I
Yeah.
guess before I would have pre-workout like at 5 before I went to work out. So
yeah, but I guess when you're working out though,
maybe
it kind of works it through the system. Anyway, I was awake a lot last night and I felt like I'd had caffeine. And so anyway, I'm going to try switching. I drank it this morning. I drank it about 10. This morning, because I do like my coffee. I feel like it helps my brain.
Yeah, I love coffee, and Brandon makes such amazing coffee.
He
Like, we
does.
don't like to have coffee out anywhere because we have the Breville, and
he makes a good coffee.
He has all the attachments. He does the like 4-time, like perfect, like he knows how to make it. And so that coffee tasted so good. But maybe I just drank it a little too quick. but what I've noticed is a nice little hack. I don't know, like, if it's because I'm pregnant and my migraines aren't as bad, but I don't think so, because I think I talked about it a while ago, like early on, but I had migraines still, like,
during pregnancy.
yeah, still
Yeah.
during pregnancy, and I couldn't, you can't take anything but Tylenol. So my doctor ended up prescribing me a prescription in case I had a bad migraine again, because that was like the last one I had. I think I was like 10 weeks or 9 weeks or something. And I was like up all night throwing up. I felt like someone was like literally stabbing my head with a knife, and
That
like
was
I
a
couldn't
bad
do
one.
anything.
Yeah.
So that was like the worst day. I was up, yeah, all night. Anyways, she recommended, here's your prescription. Only take it if you absolutely have to, because I've had headaches before.
But you've been able to manage them with the time.
Yeah, exactly. But she also recommended me take magnesium. And so I've been taking magnesium every night, which helps you sleep too. And I think that's like helped dramatically, is the magnesium. Because once I started that,
yeah,
I haven't had, knock on wood, a migraine yet. I've had a
yeah.
headache, but I've never before, I would never have a headache that didn't turn into a migraine. If I had a headache, I knew I was going to get a migraine. So it's weird to actually just have a headache. I've never had a headache.
You've had migraine.
I've had a headache, then migraine.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you're dealing with migraines, or I don't know.
Maybe
there's
magnesium.
Some people watching that's pregnant. I don't know. But magnesium's been helping.
That's great. You know what I find when I take magnesium? Because I started taking it again because I'm testing out some supplements.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to stop taking the magnesium because I get cramps in my feet.
Hmm.
And this is not a new thing. Like when I was working at the chiropractor and I started taking some magnesium that Dr. Willing had and he recommended just for everybody, like for sleeping and muscle, you know, cramps and all. And I start taking it and then I would start getting cramps in my feet. So I'd stop taking it. And I thought, I wonder if it's a magnesium. So I have tried magnesium again several times and then trying it this time. And I wonder if it's the type of magnesium.
Maybe.
Because there was a time in my life when I was going through the divorce and I was so stressed out. I wasn't eating well. I wasn't sleeping well. My whole body just depleted of everything. And then I started seeing that naturopath doctor. She put me on a magnesium that was a powder form that I mixed with water and I drank it. I had no issues with that. It only seems to be like these pill forms. So maybe it's a specific magnesium.
Did you try the
type.
Calm?
I haven't tried the Calm.
Yeah, we have some in the garage. I mean,
maybe
we've
I should
done
try that.
We've done a sponsor with them before, but
yeah.
That seems to that because that's powder form.
Yeah, I should
and
try
that
that.
You can control, like, obviously a pill, you know, you just have like that one serving. I think for pregnant women, or at least my doctor recommended, only like 250. So I think there are pills that have like 500.
Yeah,
And
these might be high, and I was taking them twice a day because that's what it recommended.
Maybe you're taking too much, or
maybe.
But I also know that the Calm Mind supplement, it says to ease into it. Like it said, it comes with a little serving thing.
Yeah, a little scoop.
And it says like for the first however long, only take this much, and then if you want to, you can take more.
Yeah,
so
maybe
maybe
you should try that because I feel like magnesium is great, like for sleep and everything, and just overall like bone health.
Maybe you're just taking too much, or maybe you're just like going from no magnesium to like a bunch.
Yeah, maybe, and the body's reacting in some way. Anyway, it's definitely something I tested, and it was happening again, so I had to stop. And then it took a few days for it to like stop, and then now my feet aren't, because that'll wake me up in the night.
Ugh.
But my feet will cramp, usually my right foot. Like everything happens on my right side, which is weird. But yeah, it stopped. So
interesting. Everyone's different. I think it was like Jackie or it was Frankie and my sister's husband and my brother-in-law. I don't know why I always say my sister's husband. But I think he was testing out, like, I think it was apple cider vinegar or something that everyone was like, this is really good for you. Like, take this, has all these health benefits, but it like completely messed with his whole body. And he didn't know what it was. But then he was like, wait a second, that's literally the only thing I've changed. And so he's like, okay, I'm not doing that again. But some people do really good on it.
Yeah.
So another thing that I've been trying, since we're talking about all this
health stuff,
catching up, you guys, but I've had the opposite of like the pregnancy glow. I've talked about this before. And so last year before pregnancy, my skin was so much better than it has ever been. Like, I feel like I got a good routine, and then I was like testing out a couple things and I was like, you know, whatever. But I love, so what I did is I went back to the Josh Rosebrook, because I just love their stuff.
I do too.
And then I tested out a new face wash, but I went back to the one that I was using before, which is just like the CeraVe or whatever. Some people say it different. It's just like the hydrating face wash. That's what I was using before. So I went back to my normal routine, but what I looked up and what I've been trying the last few days, which I feel like has really been helping, because I have acne, like breakouts on my jaw. And I know that's hormonal.
Yes.
It's
Yeah.
literally like here down.
Yeah.
It's all breaking.
Yeah. It's not on the forehead.
No.
It's not on your nose.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
But I've tried tea tree oil.
Oh.
And I've noticed the past few days, because I've had new breakouts and all this stuff, like it's my skin's been awful. It has not been
it's
this bad in years,
breakout.
years. They say the girl takes all the beauty, but it's the boys. I've looked it up and they're like testosterone, because you have testosterone in your body.
Oh, so your body is combating all these hormones.
If I'm growing a boy.
Interesting. I wonder if I had any of that when I was pregnant with Thaddeus. I can't remember because he's like 29 years old now.
And everyone's body's different too.
It is.
Like to pregnancy, like the girls take all the beauty. They say you're going to be way, like you'll have clear skin and gorgeous hair when you have a boy. No, I think it just depends on your body.
Yeah.
Anyways, I've been experimenting with tea tree oil the last few days.
And do you just rub it on like with your gua sha or something?
No,
it's like an oil.
So tea tree oil is super,
super concentrated.
Concentrated.
Yeah.
And I did research on it because I was like, do I need to dilute it? Whatever. I ended up finding this really old YouTube video. And it was by this like homeopathic doctor or whatever. But she was like, you don't need to dilute it. You just have to only put it on the spots that you need.
Oh, like with a Q-tip or something?
With a Q-tip. So you do all your skincare first and then you just dot it
in
on
those
problem areas.
Okay.
Or if like, because I had breakouts here on my right face, I've had them up here, so I have like scarring.
Yeah,
I've noticed the past like few days those clearing up dramatically, like my scars.
Yeah. Oh, the scars are going
yeah
away. Oh,
and then I tried them on a newer like breakout area right here and I feel like it just dries them out.
And
so
then
that's
shrinks
a new
the
thing that I've been testing, and I'm interesting to see in like the next month or so. But the past week,
you've noticed.
I've already noticed a difference.
That's great.
Yeah.
Because when there's that one thing in the pregnancy that really bothers you, it's like
and I'm just
big
like,
deal.
My skin, like it was so perfect before. I was looking at not perfect, but like
I know.
And
you had worked so hard on it. It was
skincare
like
routine, perfect.
And then you start growing a boy and all hell breaks loose.
I feel like my hair's okay, you know?
Yeah, your hair is luscious. Well, your hair is always lovely anyway, but it looks more luscious and shiny.
It might be a little more shiny, but that has been irritating. So I took some photos like now, because I was like, I should have took photos even last week.
Oh, yeah, like a before photo to see the difference with the tea tree oil.
And so I just took a photo yesterday because I'm like, if this really like helps
and
a lot,
share it with people.
I'll share it. And I just got this tea tree oil on Amazon and it was just like the 100%, you know, just regular whatever tea tree oil. But yeah, we'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
And I'm like desperate to try anything. But sometimes going back to those like regular or like old school ways,
like the
almost.
Tried and true. Yes. Old school meds, old school.
Maybe work.
Old wives' tales is what we say.
We'll
that
see.
Old wives' tale.
I don't know. I'm not a dermatologist. Like, I don't know that much about skincare, but I'm just like, yes. I'm going to try this.
But if it's working for you.
And I'll see if it works.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Yeah. My big thing with pregnancy was a varicose vein that I developed with you. And when we were moving up to Oregon, I was 4 months pregnant with you. And we stopped in California on the way because we stayed with grandma and grandpa for a couple of days. And I was loading something into our camper. Because we were driving the camper, pulling the boat. We felt like the Beverly Hillbillies. But she looked at the back of my knee, my right side of all things, and she said, that looks like it's going to be a varicose vein. Just remember to keep putting your feet up. And then sure enough, lo and behold, it was swollen. Like you could see the poofy vein, like going all the way up the back of my leg. And it was so painful. When I'd have to stand because I had two other kids.
Yeah, well, duh.
And then it was just ache and throb. So my midwives were giving me a homeopathic remedy that really, really helped. I don't even remember what it was at this point now, but it was something that I was taking in liquid form and it really helped. And so, yeah, like those old wives' tales or old school meds or homeopathic remedies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That popped up on my app this week because I have Flow. I pay for Flow and I was using it before. But obviously I switched to the pregnancy side. So every day it's really helpful. Every day there's a new tip or whatever, or you can go on there for like research questions. They have forums. Like it's just really helpful. It's $15 a month or 19. So it's a little expensive for an app, but there's so much research in there. And just really helpful things. But that popped up on my app this week of like, could be a symptom is varicose veins. Luckily, I haven't had any issues with that or stretch marks.
Yeah.
I think stretch marks are like hereditary, but also I've been doing rosehip oil, vitamin E oil, and this specific pregnancy lotion that's like has like hundreds, like 100,000 reviews on Amazon every night.
Yeah. So every little thing helps.
So I feel like that's helped like keep everything hydrated.
Yeah. I remember you asking me if I had any stretch marks, and I don't. So I would
maybe
it's
we just
hereditary.
Have good genes.
As far
I
as
don't
I know,
think Jackie
grandma,
did either.
I don't know that she does. And I don't think grandma has stretch marks. It's grandma wore bikinis for like into her 50s.
Yeah.
I never remember seeing any stretch marks, but I have been around women who have terrible stretch marks.
Yeah, exactly.
I think I got a few on my hip, like my hips, but they, you know, they faded.
Yeah,
Because as my
definitely.
hips were growing, because my hips are very slender and they got pretty wide
And
through all
some
my
people get
pregnancies.
that line down their stomach.
Yes. And I did get that, but it rubs off. It's like dead skin.
Yeah, weird. I haven't gotten that yet. We'll see if I do get it.
I feel like
But
I got
that
it the
popped.
very end, the
Okay, we'll
pregnancy.
see. Because that
Yeah.
popped up on my app like
Totally
weeks
normal.
ago
Yeah.
of like, oh, you could be getting this.
Yeah. And you may not because you've been keeping so much lotions and hydration. I don't know why I got it, but I know that it just rubbed off like dead skin, went
That's
away.
what people said. It
Yeah.
like goes away like overnight.
It's weird. Did your belly button still showing?
Yeah, I still have a belly button,
Yeah.
but it's
Oh,
definitely pooched.
yeah. Yeah. Because mine,
I don't know if it will last.
some women completely goes flat. Some women like go away.
I know.
Funny thing. So with Jackie, my belly button got kind of distorted a little bit.
Well, that's what I feel like mostly happens.
And then with Thaddeus, it got like really distorted. But with you, it kind of went back to normal after I was pregnant with you.
Yeah.
It straightened it out.
I think they go sort of. Oh, you're saying after?
Yeah, after I have a normal belly button. Like in the
Because some
pregnancy, I
people don't have a
noticed.
normal belly button after.
No, I
Because
think
I
that.
know that you normally don't have your belly button. Like it
Yeah,
kind of
mine was
gets
not
pushed
quite
out.
normal. Yeah, mine was not quite normal until I was pregnant with you again.
Interesting.
Yeah, it was always, it looked off on the inside. You know, like the little bubbly thing that's in there was like off.
Well, everyone's is different, but
And
yeah.
now it's like just deep, normal, like it was when I was a child. I always had a deep belly button and now I do again, but I didn't until I was pregnant with you. It went away with Jackie, came back to normal with you.
Weird. I still have a belly button, so we'll see if it lasts. Weird. All this stuff
All
is
this fun
weird.
pregnancy talk.
I don't know if there's anyone pregnant listening,
Yeah.
but I'm 29 weeks, so
Man, it's going by so fast, Stets.
I know.
I can hardly believe it. I can hardly wait to hold your little boy. I mean, he's just going to be so sweet and so heavy. I feel like you're going to have like a 9 pounder for some reason.
I don't know about that.
And it all depends on him. Like when he decides to be born, like Jackie was 2 weeks early. You were right on time. Thaddeus was right on time. So we'll see. But
I hope
anyway,
not.
I know. You just think
Well,
about it.
we'll see.
Yeah.
But I do feel better. I mentioned it on the last podcast, but I've been working with her name's Deanna, but she's basically helping my body get it in alignment.
She's a physical therapist here in
Yeah.
town.
And so I've been doing that for a few weeks. I just came from my appointment this morning. But it's nice because she's like explaining like this is how the baby comes out. So you're tight on this side of your body, which won't allow you to like
To
be able
fully
to
open
push the
up.
baby out. Or
Yeah.
and the next thing that we're working on is making sure the baby will be able to get in position because I'm tight up here,
Yeah.
like on my like lat areas, like in my upper back.
Yeah.
And so she's like, great, we've loosened up your hips. Like those are almost 100% perfect, but you're tied up here. So once we fix this, then everything will be in a line.
And
And
then he'll be
then
able to
I'll
move
just
into
do
position.
maintenance. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm like, you
That's
don't think
fascinating.
about all this stuff. Like if
You
I would have tried
don't.
to have a baby how my body was before, I was so out of alignment. My left or my right side was so over dominant. Like
And then the
I didn't know
body.
any of this.
Yeah.
I just knew like, oh, I kind of have a pain in my back every now and then, or I've injured myself before.
And then you just think, oh, okay, that's just normal for me.
Yeah, or like if you're super uncomfortable, like that's just pregnancy. And she's like, you don't have to have a super uncomfortable pregnancy. So
Oh, no.
three.
That's what we all believe. Oh, pregnancy is uncomfortable. Yeah, you're not going to be able to sleep. Yeah, it's going to hurt when you sit too long on your right side, you know?
Yeah, three
Yeah.
of my sister's friends, and four, including Deanna, all have that have worked with her, all have had 45-minute deliveries.
See, boom.
So I
That's what
was like,
you
I'll
want.
take that,
Yeah.
please.
Can I order that?
So I will hoping that that will be the case. Obviously, you can only control so much, but I feel like if your body's like in alignment,
Yes.
it will hopefully
And if genetics have anything to do with it, I feel
be
like your
better.
hips were more like mine when you were a little girl. Like I could see, like, you definitely have your dad's legs, but I feel like your hips were more like shaped like mine, in contrast to Jackie's was more like your dad's side of the family. And I always had easy, feel like I had pretty easy labors. And I walked. That's my thing. I wanted to walk around and just stay upright.
Did you do pain?
No, I didn't do any pain meds.
Hmm.
I did the pain. I embraced the pain.
I know.
But the pain, the pain really is only at the very end when you're transitioning and you go, I can't do this. In your mind, you're going, I can't do this. But that's part of transitioning. All women,
yeah,
go, like, I can't do this. But that's part of it. That's like the mental state your body goes into. And then you just start pushing. But I just felt the contraction, but I wouldn't say that it was like painful. When I had Jackie in the hospital in Hawaii, and we in the labor areas, there were two rooms side by side. We shared a bathroom in the middle with like a hot shower. There were no tubs or anything in there, just a hot shower. Like if we wanted to go. So the gal next to me on the other side.
Oh, you shared bathrooms?
Yeah.
Oh, that would be so weird.
It was so weird. Yeah. But, and I just went in to pee. I didn't take a shower. I don't think she did either. She was screaming. I'm like, man, I'm not doing this. So I just kept saying, I just want to walk around. I want to walk around. And then I just felt the contractions and I just had my ways of dealing with it. You know, I like to hang my arms on your dad's shoulders and then just like let myself totally relax and sway my hips. That worked beautifully for me. With Thaddeus, I just walked around the hospital one time and then I was in the bed and he was born. And with you, I was just like making lunch, you know, like walking around just outside, just because you were born at home, just doing my thing. And then then I realized, okay, I think I'm actually in labor now and better call the midwives. And then I just went in the tub and I just labored in the big trough that they set up in the living room. It was great. It was easy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah.
I'm all for the pain meds.
Yeah.
But Brandon and I are going to do an online class because the class that they offer here for it's specifically for labor and delivery. It's an 8-hour class.
Hmm.
And
just the one class.
Yeah, it doesn't go over anything other than labor.
It's not like 4 weeks of Lamaze like what I did when I was pregnant with Jackie.
No. And I'm like, I don't really want to sit. I've heard from a few of my friends, like, you know, it's good to know like all the things, but like it kind of feels like you're in school again. And I don't do well in that scenario. And so I'm just like, I don't know if I want to do that. And I asked my doctor, I was like, how important do you think it is to actually take the class? She's like, it's really up to you. Mm-hmm. Brandon just signed up for the daddy camp.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to go to that. And that's like a group of dads that get together once a month. And
yeah, that'll be helpful for Brandon.
They learn how to change diapers and they learn how to do that. And then the people that had their babies, they bring the babies back as like the alum. And so the dads that are coming in can have a real baby as, you know, an example.
Change his diaper.
Yeah. Or learn all the things. So he's going to do that. But I've been doing research on online classes and I think I'm just going to do that. I found this one. It's like $200 or something, but it has like the labor stuff and the baby stuff. And you can just watch it at home.
See, I feel like that's great. And then you can watch it at your leisure.
Or select the class that I really want to watch.
Yeah.
And watch it.
Because I feel like it is helpful to maybe like know what to expect.
No, yeah.
But when you're in the moment, you're just in the moment. And really what you want, like, do you want music playing? And you can plan for all these because you might go, yeah, I love the music. But you might go, man, dang, turn this crap off. I hate it. But really just having an idea of things to do, but to kind of know what to expect, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. And I want to know that.
Yeah.
And like,
because unconsciously, it'll still be there, even though you're in the moment and you'll be in active labor. But unconsciously, it'll.
Well, and just for Brandon, too, because he doesn't know.
And then he'll know what to expect.
Yeah. But Deanna will help us with like more stuff too, like to do with delivery
like
stuff,
labor stuff,
which will be really nice. But I was like, I'm just gonna take an online class. I don't need to go and sit for 8 hours and only go over. And I guess they do a tour of like the labor and delivery area, but I'm like, I've already been there. I literally know where to go.
Yeah,
I've been in the rooms before for hours. Like,
you spent the night in the rooms.
I know.
You've slept on the couch.
What this is.
I don't need to go through all that. I know where the snacks are.
I do know where the snacks are. So I was going to sign up for that. Maybe I'll start it this weekend and then we can just start watching some things.
Yeah. Yeah. And then just kind of take it in slowly. Talk about it, you know, discuss it with each other and you're going to be totally groovy. It's going to be what it's going to be anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like, there's some things that you probably don't need to do.
Or just sit in a classroom type thing for class. Eight. I'm good.
And I felt like Lamaze wasn't helpful, honestly.
Yeah, well, my nail artist just had a baby.
Yeah.
And a same exact time as me. We had the same basically due date, but hers was a year before. So her baby's like
almost a year old then.
Yeah. And she was like, I did the class. It wasn't helpful. Mm-hmm. She was like, the only thing that I remembered that was helpful was like the three stages of labor. And that was it. She was like, if you just know that,
yeah,
you'll be good. And I didn't use any of the breathing techniques. I didn't use any of the things. No. I didn't use any of it.
Yeah, I know. Because they just talk about how your partner can like massage part of your back, or you can try this position, that position. But when you're in the moment, you are in the moment doing what your body needs at the time. Doesn't help. Lamaze, not helpful.
Yeah, but I think it's helpful if you want to know different tactics.
Maybe, but I feel like it's a nurse or your partner it's your nurse or your partner's going to say, try this breathing.
Yeah.
Like if your partner's really into it and really educated, they might say, try this breathing. But it's your nurse that's going to come in and say, okay, breathe like this.
Yeah.
Pant like that.
Uh-huh.
Because, even if you thought you internalized it all, you're not going to remember in the moment. So I feel
exactly. And Deanna will help me too. And that's why I wanted to work with her anyways.
Yeah.
And she'll educate Brandon. There's a really pretty rainbow. Oh, sorry, I was getting distracted.
Oh,
there's been a lot of rainbows recently because it's been sunny but raining here.
Yeah. Well, that's so pretty. That reminds me of Hawaiian rainbow. Sometimes I used to see them sitting on the mountain like that.
Mm-hmm.
So pretty.
But that's sort of a
little recap of
baby
like motherhood.
Stuff. Yeah, because obviously I'm not going to be talking about too much like that on our Instagram stories, but.
Right. This is more personal behind the scenes that we'd like to keep for the podcast because, that's what this whole podcast is about. Like our whole, basically our lives and our business on recording that we can reflect back on one day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was trying to think if there's any new updates that I can share. I feel like the algorithm doesn't like us again right now. I don't know if you feel the same, but we go through spurts where the algorithm loves us. And I have another video like I did an ASMR Valentine's Day unboxing today. I knew that wasn't going to, it's not our normal, thing because we're sharing like fashion and stuff, but I may share another video this afternoon. Cause again, I actually want to test the times again.
Right now you're posting in the morning, but you were posting in the afternoon.
Yeah. And I like posting in the morning cause then I get it out of the way, but I might post another video later just because I want to get our sales up. And then it would be more of a normal video. So I might post two today just to see.
See what it does. Yeah.
It's, there's only so much you can do. Hopefully the BuzzFeed, we talked about last week, but hopefully the BuzzFeed Meta residency will be able to get more like concrete tips of like, hey, this is actually what works on the platform.
Mm-hmm.
Do this to make your content perform good.
Yeah.
I see but there's also those people that I feel like every video is getting millions of views. And I'm like,
And I don't even know if they quite know how the algorithm works.
No, but we go through those all the time where it's like the algorithm loves us this week. Viral video.
When we
why did this go viral? I don't know, but it did.
And when we were adding like 3,000 followers a day, and another week we're like, lucky if we get like 1,000 followers in the month.
No, I don't think it's been that slow for a while, but since we've been doing our giveaways, but.
The giveaways have been helping and growing the email list like we've talked about last time. But yes, it has been helping.
So that's kind of weird. Also, they took on the Instagram insights, they took the algorithm or they took the watch time off. Not completely off, but they took the watch time graph off.
Really?
Which I hate. I talked about this a while ago. And I was saying that it's super helpful because you can actually see, you can click and be like, okay, 5 seconds in, 50 people were watching it.
Yeah.
8 seconds in, it dropped to 20. Now it just says average watch time.
What?
Yeah, my graph's gone. It's irritating.
Yeah.
Now we have something, let me pull it up.
I wonder why. What was the purpose? Like, what was it doing? Taking up too much memory? I don't know. I don't, some of the things that some of these apps and platforms do.
Let me see. Beth just needed a code, so I was sending it to her. Let me look at the video I posted yesterday. So now it says distribution, which I know how it's distributing. I literally can see it on the It tells me how many people already watched it in general. Why do I need that? Like,
That's
how is
so
that helpful?
dumb.
So that's kind of annoying. So now it just says average watch time and it just gives you the seconds.
I wonder if they even know it went away. You know, you think about these coders, and if they left out a little piece of the code that was putting that in, like maybe that was
I'm
by
sure they did
accident.
it on purpose because now the graph is replaced with something else, the just distribution. So it
Darn.
says distribution, 1 day since sharing 89,000 accounts reached, but we have 169 plays. So, you know, it has that, but now it just says average watch time 7 seconds. I can't see when people dropped
I
off.
guess that was so helpful
Yeah, I
to
was in love with
know
it.
for timing the videos. Darn.
I know. So that's sort of an annoying thing. And then something that was super irritating and we'll hopefully get an answer, but we almost got our Instagram like froze up yesterday and it was scary for a minute. It fixed itself very quickly, but so we've talked about ManyChat. We use ManyChat for everything. It's amazing.
We were just
We
talking about in our team meeting how great it
it's
is, all
awesome.
the things
It's
it can do.
so affordable.
Yeah.
We use it for sending out links. We use it for running our giveaways. We use it for all this stuff. They launched this new feature where you're able to have basically like a subscription list where people can opt in on Instagram to be able to receive messages from us later. Basically, it allows us to like take it's basically like a texting group, right? You send in your phone number and then we can mass send out messages to everyone, but they have to opt in. So if you've ever like DM'd us, you might see that you've gotten a follow-up message that says like, hey, you know, would you like to be invited to this? If so, tap this button and you can unsubscribe at any time. So we have like 3,600 people or something, 30, it was 3,800
Yeah.
on that list. Anyway, so yesterday I decided to send one. To advertise our Valentine's Day stream that we did on Amazon Live, I sent it, and it does have a sort of protective way so it this doesn't happen, but I it didn't work for us. So
Because it
it
happened.
yes, so it basically ManyChat, you'll be like, great, I'm sending it to 3,800 people. It will say sent to 3,800 people, but then when you go to ManyChat, it will gradually be sending out the DM. So they're gradually sending. It doesn't just send to 3,800 people right then. So
Yeah.
every like time I refresh the page, it would send out to another 5 people, another 10. And so it's slowly sending out all those DMs, slowly
Okay.
being delivered.
Yeah.
Anyways, I was recording a video and then Beth's like, hey, what's going on with Instagram? Like every time I go to it, it just says, I took a screenshot, so I'll pull up what it says. But it said, da-da-da-da-da. I have so many. Hold on, I gotta scroll up. Try again later. We restricted certain activity to protect our community. On every single screen, it was like this. Our Instagram was locked up. And so I was like, I couldn't even send in a report to be like, hey, our Instagram's locked up. Every single screen was locked. And so everyone checked. Everyone's screen was locked. And I was like, are you freaking kidding? The one thing that made me feel better is like now we have a Meta contact.
Yeah.
So I was writing up an email to Kenya, like, hey, this is what happened. Can you please send this off? I never sent it.
Because it fixed itself.
Yeah. But then luckily, like a few minutes later, it that message went away.
Yeah.
But it's scary. Like that was, and I know it was because I sent out that mass DM.
Uh-oh.
So, but probably what happened was it was sending out this mass DM. It's the same DM to everyone. And it triggered our account to get locked because obviously, like, they don't want bot accounts DMing a bunch of people random stuff over and over and over.
Yeah.
But they need to have more protective guidelines around that. They're Meta verified, so they said they work with Meta.
ManyChat is Meta
Yeah,
verified. Yes.
ManyChat is Meta verified.
Yeah.
So I'm like, yo, we only have 3,800 people on this list.
Yeah.
Like, that's not a lot of people. We've
Right.
only sent out
What
one
if we
mass
had
DM
like
before.
50, 25,000 or
Exactly.
something? Yeah.
Like, it's such a great service. And I realized we got
And it helped.
it's such a great not service, but
Tool.
tool. And I noticed we got a bunch of DMs back saying, oh, I can't make it, or so cute, love the stream. Like, it was great. And a lot of our followers did show up on our stream today that I don't think they would have before.
Right. And some of them also did some advanced shopping ahead of time because they could see what we were going to talk about.
Yeah. Because basically what this does is it sends you a DM and it looks like it's just you are the only one getting a DM. It's not an NV broadcast where everyone's getting in. We are sending you a DM to your account, just you. So you can make them really personal. So we're basically sending you an invite one-on-one, but we're able to mass send. But anyways, I'm like, I'm not doing this again. And the most annoying part is once it was sent, I couldn't stop it. I couldn't delete it. I couldn't
stop it.
You just had
to wait for it to finish something.
So I was hoping and praying that it didn't lock up our account again. But I'm like, this is something that your account could be locked for days, weeks.
Oh.
Like, we've had problems with our DMs before. Where we can't send, excuse me, we've had problems with our comments where we've had too much engagement in our comments and then Instagram will lock up our comments where we can't comment for like anywhere between a few hours or 24 hours and then it unlocks. I've never had this issue with locking our entire account.
Right.
So I was like, no one sent out a mass DM. We are not doing this again until they figure out what the heck's going on.
Yeah.
That's not worth it to me.
No.
So and that's stressful. Scary, but luckily it came back on
within
a
few minutes. Thank goodness. Yeah. Like the algorithms or whatever stopped it, went, oh, it's okay. Yeah, those little things. So, but in hindsight, it was helpful for our viewers on our stream today. Like you said, we had some people there that may not have joined if they hadn't seen it. It was a good reminder to them, personalized.
So awesome. We could send out blogs, we could send out links, we can send out all this stuff very, very easily. And it works that we do it on Instagram because that's where our audience is. But I'm just like, we're not going to do this again, people. We've got the comments under control. If a video is blowing up, we turn off the autoresponders. And that has seemed to help.
Yeah. Little tricks of the trade.
Tricks of the trade. Where I'm like, what trick is this? Like, they got to figure that out. Because I ain't doing that.
No.
So that's sort of another thing that's interesting. I guess last update, which I just realized. And I brought it up in our team meeting the other day. So for like the past year, they've been Facebook and there's been a bunch of things of like Facebook will pay you a bunch of money.
Oh, yeah.
You know, when Instagram doesn't do this anymore, but a lot of people were invited to the Instagram bonus program, getting paid on their views. We never got invited to that, which is so annoying. But then I heard some people didn't even get paid. So I'm like, I don't know. Anyways, a couple weeks ago, I got a notification on Facebook that said we got invited to join the Facebook bonus program. And it was actually, I think it was on my Instagram. Yeah.
It
was a notification on Instagram that I got. Maybe. No, it might have been on Facebook. Anyways, we got invited to join the Facebook bonus program. And I was like, awesome. You know, we'll get paid on the reels we're doing. Like, I thought it counted towards views and all that stuff. It doesn't count towards reels. It only counts towards posts.
And I feel like that's so dumb, especially with the meetings that we're having in BuzzFeed right now and the trainings.
Yeah.
Like they like reels. That's what they want to see more of on Facebook. So
I know.
That made no sense.
So I'm like, you want me to post? And I just realized this 2 days ago when we were on the BuzzFeed meeting. I was like, oh, I'm going to see how much money we've made on our bonuses. You know, $0 made because we don't post. We don't do a physical post. We only do reels. Posts are different than reels. So I was like, okay, this is interesting. So maybe I can ask them, like the team on our BuzzFeed, because there's Facebook bonuses. There's Facebook stars.
What the heck is that?
You can make money on stars. I don't even know what it is. And then there's
okay,
money, which we are getting a small, small, small payment out on. Is ads on reels on Facebook.
Yeah, we get like what, $80?
Yeah, here and there. One month we had a really good month. We got like $800.
Yes.
Because a reel went viral on Facebook.
Yeah.
But there's all these different things on Facebook and ways to make income, but I don't truly understand them because I don't look at the back end of Facebook. I don't understand the algorithm, the analytics on the back end. But since our Instagram and our Facebook are connected, there's so many analytics on there where I'm like, I probably should know this. So I'm sure that will maybe be something that they can help with.
Yeah. And at least clarify. Yeah. Or at least find somebody that can clarify it.
And understand how it works of like best practices, because that's something our team can easily do. So now Luke's going to start doing posts on our Facebook, which is our old content. But I'm like, I don't even know how posts, how do you get a post to go well? Like, I don't get it.
I know, because people, I mean, it's all about the video and people are loving the videos. They're loving the reels.
Yeah.
So that was really bizarre.
So I was like, all right, people, let's try doing posts. Cause I want to experiment with it. If we're offering, our offer was $30,000 for that period.
Yeah.
That's the max that you can make. And so I was like, okay, let's do it. And I just realized that it's zero money. So if you're listening and you know how it works, let us know. And if you're saying, oh, I want to get like invited, it's something that you have to get invited to. I have no idea. It's
no idea how you get invited to.
No idea how you get invited. You just have to wait until you're invited. So if you haven't gotten invited, I don't think there's anything that you can do to get invited. It's just
you can't press
something that will pop up in your account when you're when you've got it. As it always is with Meta. There's never, oh, you know, you have 10,000 followers, you get to be invited to do this. Nope.
And it doesn't matter how
you
many
have millions
followers
of followers, you can't get paid on your reels. Like,
just like
only have to, you have 5,000 here. Make
your paid on the reels.
$50,000 a month.
That we
reels.
Yeah, that we want people to post reels because we know that's what people like and we want that more on the platform. But on this program, we're not going to pay you for that.
But I think that's, I don't think they pay, I think that's taken away now. I don't think they're paying people anymore on views on Instagram, but I could be wrong because we never got invited.
So we don't know.
So just some updates, I guess, there. They're constantly changing things, especially to do with payment things or creator things. And
it's always a battle to try to figure it out or understand it or see.
Yeah.
Always testing.
It.
Yeah. And I feel like you're always testing, trying to discover something new. It's always an uphill battle. And then when it works, it works.
But also I'm just like, I don't want to like go and look at every shiny object and be like, oh, I'm only going to focus on this. You know what I mean? Like, especially with the Instagram Meta payments on Facebook and all that stuff. I'm like, if it's easy for us to do, sure, let's test it. You know?
Yeah, by testing a few posts.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to like rely on it and be like,
no, and like, okay,
stress over
the
making the 30 grand because I don't even know how we're going to do that.
Right.
I just said, you guys add this in, post, let's see if we make
it.
A couple bucks.
Yeah, let's see if $10 shows up on our little account.
Yeah, because if we see where it's like, we're making a bunch of money on here and it's so easy to do posts,
yeah,
we're going to do more posts.
Right.
But if we see $1, I'm like, no.
So we're not even. I don't care if there's a $30,000 possibility hanging over there. We're not going to focus on it. You know, it's just like time. You got to figure out where the best place to spend your time is too.
Yeah. I noticed that I haven't responded, but Yvette, one of our organizer friends, she might be listening to the podcast right now, but she had forwarded over an old one of our emails where the title was Instagram will pay you $500 to go live.
Oh.
And she, I just saw it up this morning, so I haven't responded, but she was asking if they still offer this. And I was going to be like, you know what, girl, I actually don't know. And I don't think they do.
Yeah.
But for a while, like last year, do you remember lives were the thing on Instagram where they're like, you can make bonuses. We'll pay you if you go live this amount of times in the month, you'll get $50 or whatever. I think we went live and I don't even know where that money went, if it ever went into our account or not.
I feel like somewhere in Instagram, I see it every now and then, there's like $12 or something that we got from somewhere. And it might have been from the stars.
Those weird.
Remember those stars that people could like click a star and then donate money or something to?
Yeah, I think you can still do that. But like, I think that's weird to me.
Yeah.
I could see it performing better on TikTok, which you can do, I think.
Yeah. Anyway, these things come and go, especially in the Instagram world.
And the TikTok creator program, they only pay you on a minute or more long videos now.
What?
Uh-huh.
What happened to like the 8 second, 7, 8 second videos, 30 seconds max?
They're not paying people unless they make a minute or long video. Yeah. So that creator fund where we'd make like $200, $300 a month or whatever from TikTok. Nope. Won't make that.
I feel like maybe some of these powers that be that are sitting around the round table trying to figure this out. Are like, well, we want to keep people on the platform. So let's just encourage creators to create longer videos. Maybe that'll keep them on the platform.
Yeah, maybe, or they're just like, it's more work to do longer videos. The big thing on TikTok right now, which I hear a lot of people making a lot of money on, is the TikTok shop. And if you're on TikTok, you've seen the TikTok shop. There's Caraway just got added to the TikTok shop. So
Oh.
technically, if we did a video about Caraway and we could actually tag the product, you can actually buy products through through TikTok.
Really?
But
Oh.
what a lot of people are annoyed at is they're pushing that content out so much over everyone else's video because it's the new
Oh.
thing. They're realizing how much money, they're making off of it. And then obviously the creators, it sounds like they're making a lot of money too.
Yeah.
Because you can easily pay. You just click, paid. Your card synced, you're good. But that's sort of the new thing on TikTok
Huh,
is
interesting. But then the other creators who are doing amazing from the work that they're doing are now they're not being
yeah.
seen as
And
much.
it's like every five videos I swipe on TikTok shop, TikTok shop.
Interesting.
Everyone's talking about the Alex Earl light or this new, I don't know, bag or what's the other one I've seen? Just random stuff.
Interesting.
Yeah. So they're
Oh,
trying to
it's hard
make
to
it
keep
a
up with all
shopping
this stuff.
platform.
Hard to keep up with all this stuff.
I know. And that's why, Tik or Caraway reached out. They're like, hey, sign up for TikTok shop. You can do this. And I'm like, we do talk about Caraway, but is it really worth my time to do this? I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not about, I don't know. Maybe I'll test it. I'm not saying I won't, but there's just so many other things that we have going on. I'm not gonna do this, just trying to make a bank, like a coin.
Yeah, because sometimes you have to allow those things to nurture too. Like you start something, you got to give it time. You know, it's got to grow organically and kind of, but if you're constantly switching gears and pivoting all the time and trying the next shiny object thing,
Yeah.
it could probably maybe kill a lot of algorithms by doing too much, switching all over the place. Or your followers start going, hey, what the heck is going on?
Right, if you're always doing a TikTok shop video, like they might be like, are you really doing this because you
Yeah.
like it or are you
Right.
just trying to make a dollar?
Right.
It's
There's that fine line you have to walk.
yeah.
Oh, it is the world of the creator.
I know. So many different things, but that's sort of the update in the creator world, I guess, if you were curious of all the things that's going on. And
Yeah, we do our best to keep you in the loop as we figure it out, as we learn things, because man, things just come at you. They come and go, and it's hard to figure stuff out, testing all the time. Stetson's always testing things. We'll keep you in the loop, though, best we can.
exactly.
All right. We hope you all have a great week. We'll talk to you later. Thanks for listening to the Everything Envy podcast.
If you love this episode, then please take a moment and give it a 5-star review and share it with your friends.
And if you're not yet following Everything Envy on social media, all the links and our favorite business resources are waiting for you in the show notes for this episode.
Until next time, have an amazing day.